Hello, welcome to another episode of One for the Table. I'm your host, Kim Chi.
And I'm John Kung.
And today's a very special day because John is no longer in his 30s. He's now the big 40.
Why do you have to say it like that? Ugh.
He'll never be in his 30s ever again for the rest of his life.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm 40 today.
How does it feel to be so much wiser?
Yeah. You know what I noticed is that, like, you know how when you turn 30, you're mm-hmm. like, you feel like, oh, I'm no longer young. I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look back and you're like, oh, but I was a baby 10 years ago because you were like a baby in your 20s.
Yeah.
Turning 40 is the same, feels the exact same, except looking back, you were still an adult.
Yeah.
You froze.
No, I didn't. It was a moment of silence for you.
Oh.
One day, I'm going to be crying on your grave as you pass away from old age.
Wow, bold of you to assume that I'm dying first.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Why? Is there any reason that I should die before you?
Huh?
Is there any reason why I should die before you?
Oh, no reason. Maybe my own ambition, but no other reason.
So anyways, if you're listening to this podcast, please wish John a happy belated birthday.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it's okay. Being 40 is fine.
Keep telling yourself that. You have to. You don't have a choice.
I know. Honestly, that is a good point. You're 36? 37?
36, yeah.
36. You're 36. Oh, just so much youth.
So young and so effervescent.
Yes. Yes. You have your whole life ahead of you.
To look forward to. My story is just beginning.
Your story is just beginning. When I was your age, I started my first TikTok.
I was going to say, back then, I don't even know if TikTok existed back then. When you were my age.
No, it's true though. I was 36 when I was when I started the whole thing. I realized that, oh my God, it's only been 4 years, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. And, well, the history might end then once TikTok is banned.
Yeah. Thank God I'm on all the other things.
You know, I like read the news, but then also try not to read the news because it's like too depressing.
Yeah.
And I accidentally clicked on like the news app today and these are the headlines.
Oh God.
The fight to flip the house just got harder for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Trump says he'll jail his opponents. Members of the January 6th committee are preparing.
Oh God.
GOP appointed judges raise alarm over Trump's attacks on the law. I was just like, is there any good news?
Is there any good news? Well,
aside from your birthday?
Aside from my birthday, this is what I get on my birthday. This is amazing. No, I mean, I always find that like April is such a blah month.
Really?
Not just to have a birthday. I mean, like, yes, also to have a birthday, but it's just April is just
birthday
like
is coming up, so it feels very blah to you. You get depressed every April knowing you're going to get older.
No, it's not even that. April is like the filler queen of like months. Like, what is it good for? Rain, April showers,
April
like,
fools, which April is the best day of the year.
Why is that?
Just shenanigans all around the world.
Yeah, maybe. But otherwise, it's just like, eh. April is just like a buffer month between like spring and summer, it seems.
I guess, yeah, maybe that's the case when you live in Detroit.
It's true. It's true. I grew up in like wintery, mm-hmm. like in Toronto and in Detroit, also Hong Kong, but like it's April's still like whatever in a warm climate. But it's just like, it's not quite spring yet, but it's still just too cold to do anything outside. So April birthdays have always been like meh.
Well, yeah, because as someone who lives in LA, every day in April feels like a blessing and a gift. And I wake up every morning and see the bright sky and the breezy wind. I think to myself, life is worth living.
am I better than everyone else?
So I wouldn't go that far. Mm. Wherever you live, I'm sure where you live is just valid.
Mm. I think the most exciting thing that is about to happen is like we're going to, I think Detroit gets 99% of the solar eclipse on Monday.
Oh, nice.
So I don't have to leave. I'll just like go to the roof of my house and put on some solar glasses and take a look.
Mm. Take some pictures.
It's just going to be like dark.
Okay, fine then. Don't take pictures. Jesus Christ. Have you eaten anything fun this week?
Well, today, actually, it's also Little John's birthday tomorrow. We're like one day apart. So
two Johns dating each other, the birthday one day apart. Like,
it's just so, yeah.
It's a little creepy.
It's a creepy. It's just a weird coincidence. But like his favorite thing to eat is hot dogs, or mm-hmm. one of his favorite like snacky, junky foods is hot dogs. And today is also opening day for the Tigers. So it's like the first day of baseball season.
Oh.
And so my buddy Brendan at this place called Batch Brewery handmade a whole bunch of foot-long hot dogs
mm-hmm.
that he put in baguettes. Really, really super soft baguettes. And then one of them is served with chili, like a coney dog style. And the other one's a regular hot dog. And then like a really, really good corn dog. So I went and got one of each. And we all just had hot dogs today for lunch.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. I love a hot dog too. Like, who, mm-hmm. like is they're so simple and they're so good. But
especially if like the dog itself is really good.
Yeah.
I can't like handle the taste of like the cheap hot dogs anymore for some reason.
Not yeah, but like bougie, a high quality hot dog is really, mm-hmm. really good. Like a European style where it's not too salty.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the one where it has like a little crisp skin on the outside and then when ooh, you bite into ooh, it, it's like it all snaps. Juice on the inside. Yeah.
Ooh, 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 a snappy. Ooh, I love a snappy hot dog. Oh, so much. When it's just like over plump and it's just ready to blow
yes.
up.
Yes.
So good. So
there's this like one like hot dog maker on, I think it's like Instagram. And he always posts his hot dogs and he always posts like a video of his snap.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see like him touch the hot dog, you can see all the juice just moving around in the inside. And when he snaps it, the juice squirts everywhere.
Oh.
And like they look so good. And he makes them like, all different like fun flavors. There's like a Philadelphia cheese hot dog. Anyways, so and good. I always want to purchase them, but they're always sold out.
Oh, really? I'm sure they are. Like, it's a good idea to sell so fast out over there.
I mean, I guess you want something like hot dog to sell out fast, but it's right. like, I just want to try it. It looks so good.
But then tomorrow, we're going to actually have, like, our dinner. Like, we celebrate our birthdays on his birthday because it's just, like, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, like, a tasting menu thing at a restaurant called La Feria.
Ooh.
In Detroit. I'm friends with them. They're very nice. Mm-hmm. And their food is very, very good. So I'm
what
excited.
What kind of food is it?
It's just like a composed tasting menu. It's whatever they want it to be. And so mm-hmm. it's like doesn't follow any one specific thing. Except it's Midwest ingredient focused.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you won't see on a hamachi crudo.
probably not. Probably not. But yeah. It'll be good.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds romantic and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I feel like whenever I go out to eat, I always default to Asian food.
Yeah.
And this week, I went to a Greek place that I always like drive by.
Oh, good
but
choice.
But it's one of those places where like you go and the entire like half of the store is like a Greek grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And then
which is fun.
Yes, and then you order food at the counter, and then you sit down, and they like bring the food to your table.
What did you order?
So we got a bunch of things to try, and everything I ordered was really, really good. But like, also nothing was too salty, which like I was actually shocked by.
Well, I don't particularly think of Greek food as all that salty.
No, but it just I mean I didn't have any expectation at all.
Mm-hmm.
But all the food was perfectly seasoned without being too salty. And
yeah.
I just feel like in the Western restaurants, I'm used to everything being like so salty. And chefs also like love salt.
I think Greek food, and I'm painting with a very broad brush mm-hmm. here, but like in general, I find it to be like very well balanced. There's like a good balance of like savory meats, but then like with very fresh tasting sauces. Like they're not like the tzatziki sauce. They're not afraid of using like yogurt and all and mint and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I find Greek food to be very, very good that way. Like it's just, like, it's never fresh too and vibrant, much.
Yeah. And, but also for, like, filling and satisfying.
Yes.
So we got the lemon rice soup that I cannot pronounce. It's like avalerere.
Not avalerere.
But you know which soup I'm talking about, right?
It's
soup made of like lemon, chicken, and rice. And then there's like, you like whisk like an egg into.
Oh, like, I don't think I've ever had this.
Great. So it's a little creamy, lemony, tangy. It's a very delicious soup. That was really good. We have the dolmades.
Oh, dolmas? Grape leaves. Yeah. Yes.
Those are really good. We got moussaka.
Oh, yeah.
Which came with like Greek rice and salad. And then we also got their gyro to try. And the gyro was really, really good. And I've had like so many gyros from various places.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of like the more like impressive gyros I've had because the meat didn't taste gamey.
Mm.
And it was really juicy, but then there's also like a nice char flavor. The pita on it was really good. It also came with like Greek potatoes that were like super lemony.
Does gamey flavors bother you in general?
I don't enjoy it.
Okay.
Like I understand that's why fair. It's there a lot when
of people,
it's there.
A lot of people don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. So
it's not like I hate it. Like I always try it and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I never crave gamey flavor.
Okay. So like goat, not so much a fan.
No, like I'll like eat it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't seek it out.
I don't seek it out, yeah.
Okay. I'm looking up the soup and it's I wouldn't know how to pronounce this either. It's A-V-G-O-L-E mono. M-O-N-O. I don't even know how.
And I'm sure I'll pronounce it wrong if I tried, you know?
Yes. I don't even know what V-G-O-L-E sounds like. I'll figure it out and we'll find out next time and I'll say it perfectly next time.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, that soup was really, really good. I'm sure I can like make it.
It looks delicious. Oh my God. It looks so creamy. It almost like looked like congee.
Mm-hmm. But there's no cream in it.
Yeah. Oh, that looks great.
Right?
It looks kind of like, based on like some of these photos, like it's very, very, it's golden yellow. Mm-hmm. There's like bits of carrot and there's like herbs on top of it. But otherwise, it kind of looks like a mix between like the yellow broth that you see in chicken noodle soup and congee.
Yeah.
It looks super hearty. Oh, I want this.
I'll make it. You're a chef.
I think I might. It looks like it's perfect for cold weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure you get to play in Detroit.
Yeah. It snowed for like 5 minutes today.
Oh. It was supposed to rain in LA today, but then the sky is like super bright. So I don't know if that's happening.
Blah.
But anyways. Oh, so then after I ate at the restaurant, I was like shopping at the grocery store part, and usually with like ethnic grocery stores, like I don't expect good service, you mm-hmm. know, like sometimes like they might not be rude, but like they like don't yeah. go out of your way to be like, you know, friendly.
Yeah.
The people that worked at the store was like really, really nice. Like so nice, like in the counter, they had like all these like homemade Greek yogurts.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ooh, I want to try one. I wonder which flavor I should buy. And so I asked the guy, like, which one is, like, your favorite? And he's like, well, like, let me give you a taste. And then, and also, like, I never really, like, ask for a taste or samples. Because I, like,
yeah,
I don't want to, like, inconvenience the workers. And, you know, right. I can just buy it and try it. But that guy gave me a sample of, like, every single flavor they had. And
what flavors
like,
were they?
There was a sour cherry Greek Ooh. Yogurt. There was, like, a fig. There was, like, a Greek honey one. There's like a pistachio one.
Ooh.
So it's not just like your like blueberry yogurt, but they were like.
Yeah.
So anyways, I ended up settling for the sour cherry, which was actually really, really good. The sour flavor and the tangy Greek yogurt went really well together. And then I also got the fig one. And then they're also selling like.
I love fig flavored anything. It's so like mild and like.
Yeah.
But still a little bit sweet and always goes good with honey. Mm.
And then like underappreciated. You know?
I hate the fact that the fig tree that grows in your parking lot doesn't produce anything that we can actually eat.
Or can it?
I don't know.
There's also a fig tree like growing right out of my window that I stare at.
Are there figs?
There are figs.
Yeah, when it comes to like green figs, it's hard to tell when they're ready.
Well, I don't mind not being edible because there's a squirrel that comes by every morning and then eats the figs off the trees.
Oh.
And it's part of my like morning routine to like drink my morning coffee and look at the squirrel.
There is a fat squirrel that lives in the tree next to my house. And he obviously goes through like other people's trash, mm-hmm. but he leaves food all over my house. And I can tell like its favorite thing to eat is Texas toast because all the time he's like hiding.
Wasn't this toast?
No. He just leaves Texas toast randomly on all my windowsills. Where's on my house. He hides his food in my house. Either that or he thinks I can't cook for shit. And he was like, obviously you need this more than I do. But like on my car charger thing, there's like always Texas toast on there. On every single windowsill of my kitchen, there's like a piece of Texas toast.
He's like, I smell gays in this
right.
house. There's not enough carbs in this house.
Right. That's what these gays need. Some carbs.
Some Texas toast. But is there any like restaurant that serves like Texas toast near your house?
No, not a single one. So either like, I don't know, maybe there's a big Texas toast appreciation within like specifically my neighborhood.
Because I feel like most grocery stores don't even carry Texas toast.
No, but it's very, very much Texas toast.
Okay. You know, it goes telling your Midwestern squirrel eats Texas toast and my Southern California squirrel
is eating figs
off the trees. they also had like frozen Greek yogurt bars, and then they had like spinach pies and meat pies.
I love spinach pie.
The spinach pie was also really, really good.
Spinach pie and phyllo dough is just so good.
And then they had like baklava and all this like stuff too. But I was like, summer body 2026, like.
Oh, are we trying for that?
2026, yeah. I've been trying it my entire life for it. So. I have a couple of years left. So, let's see. Will I make it in time?
I believe it. I'm manifesting it for you.
Thank you. It's like my spinach pie. All right, so let's talk about some... hot topic.
Oh, God. We're going to do it.
Your birthday.
Okay. No.
All right. Do you think are you going to spiral?
Oh, God. It's going to be hard not to.
You know, why don't you bring it up and you talk about it first?
No, we should. We have to talk about it. This is like current events. And this is like catered to literally our niche. The only thing that this isn't is gay. So,
no, we'll make it gay.
Oh, yeah.
We bring the gay POV.
We bring the faggotry to the hot topics. Uh-huh. Yeah,
all
so...
right, so bottoming. Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Go on.
Nice. David Chang of Momofuku... formerly the restaurants, now the brand of chili crunch condiments and instant noodles, has been sending out cease and desist letters to a lot of small, predominantly, if not pretty much exclusively, AAPI businesses of all different ethnicities, I should say, to tell them to stop using the term chili crunch for their products because they have the trademark on it, which they bought, I think, in 2023. I don't remember when exactly. And now the internet is all in kind of an uproar. At least AAPI internet is all in an uproar. I'd be surprised if it's not on Next Shark already. It's kind of shitty to see like something like this happen because... I don't know. Personally, I thought like, you know, do you remember, pretty sure this happened like over 10 years ago where like this British restaurant tried to trademark pho. Do you remember that?
I don't remember this.
This is giving very much that. It's very much like, you know, pull the rug up from under the whole community. At least then it was like a whole colonizer thing. But here it's just, it still gives that. It still gives like, I got mine, fuck all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so disappointing. It's just so, so, so disappointing to see.
Also, I like David Chang at first, but now he's so fucking tired. He's so tired. Like, John and I have, like, discussed his, like, style of cooking, where we, like, summarized as rich and high. Yeah. So he basically just, all the cooking that he does nowadays is he just takes like junk food, some like relatable junk food, but just like a little quirky, like salt and vinegar chips, and then cover it in like caviar or like uni and like some like decadent ingredients. And then, you know, you say these like douchey straight things like, oh, this is like the best thing you'll ever taste. This is so special.
He does that too. Yeah, he does. It's overly aggressive. It's toxic masculinity straight out of the like 2010s restaurant industry. But like now, I mean, first of all, we should recognize the fact that like Momofuku, he is not the CEO of Momofuku. I think it's like it's a separate person completely. So I'm not even sure he made this decision, but he had to have known about it and he had to have signed off on it.
But also, I'm sure he's seen the backlash from like the community at this point.
Oh, for sure.
And he hasn't said a word, you know?
No, but like it's just so... Again, like it's disappointing to me because like I fucking idolized this guy when I was in my early 20s and when I was like a young chef and stuff. And it's just very apparent in the sense of like Momofuku's mission is like they're not, and I did say this on Threads earlier, they're not concerned with being like the best product. They're not concerned with being something that has support or approval from the AAPI community. What they want as a brand is to be on every grocery store shelves. They want to be what every rich white suburban person reaches for when they're at Whole Foods or Erewhon. They want to be the default for every person that isn't Asian, is what this is giving. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They want to be La Choy. They want to be El Paso. Like, that's it. With better branding, I guess, or with newer branding, I should say.
And I'll say the packaging is cute.
It is
very cute. It's clean, simple, modern. You know,
but you and I both know that they are not the best tasting
for sure
out there.
For sure,
of anything that they do, they just want to be the ones that people who don't either really care or know anybody
or even like use the ingredients like that often. You know,
yeah.
Because like the chili or their soy sauce and tamari comes in like a tiny little bottle that almost looks like it's like some Aesop like soap or something, you know,
so it looks very chic.
But for people like who cook with Asian food, it's like we don't need like these little droplet bottles, you know?
Yeah, we don't.
Like that's not how we...
I don't know. It's not like there's nothing that we can say that's going to hurt.
We're not trying to hurt their business.
Oh, not trying to hurt their business, but we also know that like we're not their target. We're not their target market. But for them to trample on small AAPI businesses, many of which are friends of ours, like they went after Mila.
Like Mila, okay, so I mean, I've met like the folks over at Mila and they're so kind.
Yeah.
They're also so like kind to so many like Asian creators and
they totally like Asian businesses. Are. I know they didn't go after Fly By Jing because Fly By Jing uses the word crisp and not crunch. They're trying to go for chili spelt both ways, C-H-I-L-I and C-H-I-L-E, crunch. They have the trademark on those names. A lot of patent lawyers are weighing in and saying that there is very little chance that they'll win. So what was the point of all of this even? Like maybe all of this was just for publicity, but who benefits from publicity like this when you're just like alienating your AAPI audience, the few that you had before?
Yeah. Honestly, this is a bad move on his part. And I hope they apologize and take back the cease and desist.
Yeah. Because like
you know, like a lot of these small brands,
it was not. There was no competition. They don't have the money to fight it, but they were never going to take away from it. Their biggest competitor is Fly By Jing,
because mm-hmm. they have very similar shaped packaging with much more interesting labels. And they can't even go after them because they use a completely different name.
Well, and do you think they'll go after Laoganma?
And you know what? That's the thing, though. I guarantee you
actually,
the fact that
right on my
if
right
Laoganma... I call it auntie sauce because there's the auntie on the label. And it's
she looks like so mad.
So she is so disappointed. She is mm-hmm. so disappointed. It's like, that that sauce, I think, was I think that sauce was made in 1984, same year as mm-hmm. I was born. It's 40-year-old sauce. Oh, and
so,
I guarantee
so it's
you.
It's an old sauce.
Fuck yeah. Oh my God. it rhymes with hunt. So yeah, but I guarantee you, like, they probably would have been happy. They would have been happy to do the same with the term chili crisp mm-hmm. if they knew that there was no way that they could possibly beat Laoganma for the title of chili crisp since they've been using it for 40 years. And never, by the way, they never sought a trademark on crisp, on chili crisp. And there are tons of other condiments that have it. So, yeah, that is like the thing that was bothering me today.
I mean, that was bothering me too. Because, like, he's someone like who always preaches about, you know, like helping like the small, like, you know, like POC-owned businesses.
See, that's the and David Chang
that was,
I
that was,
know.
Like, his whole shtick too, you know?
Yes. Like, he was the one who originally was, like, telling us and reminding us to charge full price. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the thing that rung in my head so, like, strongly was, like, just because it was made by Asian hands does not mean that we should be charging less for it, like dumplings versus ravioli, noodles mm-hmm. versus pasta, all of that stuff. That was stuff that he's like that was his sermon. And like for him to like kind of turn back on this after he's made it.
Yeah.
After he has
got like
this,
multiple show deals with different networks and yes. then he still these like brand endorsements and now he's like, here, fuck you, community. I'm changing my storyline up.
Yeah. It's sad. It's not, it's again, as I said, it's not, it's obviously not for us anymore. And mm-hmm. to feel kind of like abandoned and betrayed in this way, not that he owes me personally anything, obviously, but at the same time, like it still sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the
much
ultimate
to see.
Sellout, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the one thing we always say, like, get your coin, but like not at the cost of like, other POC's business, you know?
I mean, this is certainly it is like capitalist enlightenment in a way where it's just mm-hmm. like, I think it seems like David just understands that people just don't like him for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And there are many reasons why people don't like him. So at that point, it's just like, fuck it, I'm gonna get mine. Who cares now? Like, mm-hmm. is it he? He's gonna get his money. I mean, when you're talking about like the tens of millions, the high mid tens of millions of dollars and up, like it's, I don't think it's easy for like good people to get that rich. You have to be a little bit evil. I just wish I knew how evil it, like, what's the minimum amount of evil I could be to be rich like that? Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
I mean, I feel like there are good rich people out there, you know? Like, there are people, like, who take their money and, like,
oh, there's
donate.
A Bob's Red Mill guy who died and just left his whole company to, like, the workers.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, not that he's dead, but, like, the Bob's Red Mill guy is, like, mm-hmm. was truly, like, a good person. And there's the CEO of Costco, which is why I love going there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's for what he could be paid as yeah. a American CEO, he refuses to get paid that like all that much. He still gets paid a lot of money, but mm-hmm. like he'd rather give money to like pay his workers a good hourly fee and be good with his purse suppliers, unlike Sam's Club.
I obviously like I don't know because I'm like not a billionaire at all, not even close to it. I mean, it's so easy for people to say, like, eat the rich. But, like, when you're actually a billionaire, like, and I'm sure, like, those billionaires, they have, like, a lot of, what's the word? Expense. You know? So, but the latest thing I saw was how Taylor Swift is now a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
And then all these, like, articles saying, like, when are we eating Taylor Swift? Like, whenever, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then I have, like, conflicting, like, feelings about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Taylor Swift, with her tour, like, she's known to give, like, huge salaries and bonuses, like, to all the people that work for her.
Yeah.
You know, she gained, like, a huge fandom.
Yeah.
So she can, like, help people from, like, coming to see her concert and buying her tickets and buying her merch.
I think that I do think all billionaires should be eaten, but there is definitely like an order and there are people who will be eaten last.
why doesn't anybody talk about eating like Elon Musk first, who's been like what, 44 like billion on Twitter?
Exactly. Yeah. And we can eat him for a while. Like he's got a lot. So like there are people who just, I guess, make it the way they do. I don't even know. Well, I know like Taylor Swift, she did not come from nothing. A lot of these artists didn't come from nothing. But, you know, like there are no ethical billionaires, but it is still a sliding scale.
Because
Taylor Swift didn't come from like emerald mine money in Africa.
Honestly, there are so much more like billionaire men. With so much more billions.
Exactly.
Taylor Swift barely has 1 billion.
Yeah. You know?
Like, let's put her in the bottom of the totem pole. Instead of, like, persecuting, like, a self-made woman first.
Yeah. Her, Beyonce, Rihanna can, like, chill at the back of that line. And maybe we won't even need it anymore by the time we get to them, so.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What, isn't it what, like, if, like, 10 of, like, the world's, like, billionaires can solve all of, like, world hunger and, like, pollution issues?
Not even this 10, like one of the billionaires could pay for it. One of the billionaires can literally pay for it. Did you see that there are plans to build a train line on the moon?
On the moon?
Let's bring this up.
What are we doing on the moon with the train?
Okay. So DARPA, also known as the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, as well as NASA and Northrop Grumman have plans to put a railway on the moon.
But why?
In preparation for our first human permanent colony.
Who wants to go live in the moon?
They're doing a 10-year architecture capability study. So, yeah. The moon might have a subway system before we get healthcare.
The moon might get subway system before like LA gets a speed like train from like Vegas to
I mean
LA.
They're not doing it right away. They're just doing a study and it's just like an investment. But the fact that they're even like thinking about this before figuring out our own like really easily fixable problems.
You know, that kind of reminds me, I feel like, you know how someone released, like, photos of, like, all the trash that people left in, like, Mount Kilimanjaro?
Mm-hmm.
People just, like, go up to the top and just, like, leave all their trash because they don't want to bring it back down with them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a few years we'll see, like, all the trash that humans left on the moon.
Oh, my God. So, like, I'm not surprised. I'm sure that they're going to go up there and, I don't know, it's probably mining or some stuff that they're actually interested to go up and get.
Can you frack the moon?
Can you frack the moon?
Is that a thing? Can you frack the moon?
I don't know.
Also, I don't know, just the idea of like living in moon sounds like awful because every time you leave your house, you have to put on this like full-on space suit.
I mean, it could just end up being a, like another Titanic situation.
Where you're just like living in this colony and you can't like leave?
No, where they like get up into space and something happens and they all die.
Mm. It's just, you know, like, let's, instead of worrying about the moon, let's get healthcare for
fix
everyone
our
first.
Own house. Exactly.
Yeah. Do something about the bed bugs.
Wait, what bed bugs?
Like, just like in general.
Oh, I was about to say, I was like, we have bed bugs?
No, we don't. I mean, we could. We don't know about it, but I mean. No,
that's true. Actually, I heard Detroit has a pretty bad bed bug situation, but I've never come across any here, knock on wood.
I know, like, there's like a bed bug epidemic in like major cities in, you know, like New York and stuff like that. And
yeah, but they have like the mass transit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So their bed bugs are just crawling on each other over there all the time.
Yeah. Anyways, how did you get to bed bugs?
Subway on the moon. Elon Musk, billionaires, Beyonce, Rihanna, Taylor Swift.
Bedbugs.
Bedbugs. Bedbugs. But let's take a break on that. Do you remember? And we're back. Do you remember, like, when it was my birthday last year and we were talking about it on the podcast?
No. What did you talk about?
We talked about how, like, I truly am a hermit and how, like, I don't have my birthday posted anywhere because mm-hmm. I find it very annoying to say thank you to all the birthday messages.
Yeah.
And then you go off and pull this bullshit. On your fucking Instagram story, telling everybody to ask, how does it feel to be 40 on my Instagram?
So John is very ashamed of getting older every year.
So,
you know, I feel like John's age is a proof that we've celebrated his life for this long and his birthday should be celebrated. So I posted my Instagram story and I asked everyone to message him. How does it feel to be 40? And everyone's been wishing him a happy birthday. So you're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
Anything for you.
It's so nice to have my inbox just totally flooded with these messages.
Again, we're celebrating you. It's your day, BB.
I thought since we went on that like David Chang Momofuku spiral, maybe mm-hmm. we could just like, besides, you know, Mila, who has really, really good soup dumplings, and Flyby Jing, who has actually good chili crisp. Their mm-hmm. Chengdu Crunch is one of my favorites, actually, because it's just so, so crunchy. But we could talk about like other AAPI businesses that we enjoy.
Yeah. You want to start?
I just gave you two.
Well, I agree with those. So apparently the new sriracha that you can get at Costco
mm-hmm.
is made from the old farm who used to supply chilies to like the original sriracha.
Oh.
Before they changed the formula, you know, before they had like a fallout.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bought the bottle.
Yeah.
It actually tastes like the old sriracha.
Oh, nice.
Because the newer sriracha, I keep saying new, but like, the classic sriracha like with the green cab. It's a little bit sweeter now and it's not as spicy.
Mm-hmm. What does the old sriracha look like?
Old sriracha. Oh, actually I have a bottle right here.
Because I don't have...
So this is the new sriracha from the old distributor.
Oh, okay. So it's like
a black bottle with a gold dragon on it.
Okay.
And it actually tastes like the old sriracha.
And you know what? This is a really good example of it. Like, the guy who made the original, the Rooster brand sriracha with the green cap that everyone knows, he could have totally trademarked sriracha, even mm-hmm. though it's just a generic sauce and stuff like that. But he didn't. Because you know why? He's not a dick.
Or is sriracha not copyrighted?
It's not. It's not trademarked.
Oh.
That's why you can see like all sorts of there are many brands that have sriracha, but he mm-hmm. did not trademark it because like to him it was like this is just what the sauce is called. Like it's not a name. But everybody in the United States treated it as a name, and so it could have been. So yeah. That being said, very cool that there's an original recipe sriracha that's out there. I don't eat it as much as I used to. Even you before. I like sambal. I love sambal. Yeah.
I love sambal. Yeah, sambal's delicious.
And the same brand makes pretty decent sambal. So
I like sambal in like a broth-y things.
Yes.
What do you put sriracha? I like sriracha on things that aren't a broth.
Example.
Like, let's say if I was eating a sandwich. And then like halfway through, it's like, oh, maybe I want to like switch it up with a little spice. Then I would like spot squeeze a little like dollops of sriracha. And then also sriracha mixed with mayo.
Yeah, a classic.
It's classic. It's way better than like sambal mixed with mayo.
True.
Especially when you're making like creamy, like spicy things, you know? Sriracha is like ace. And if you happen to get a Thai food that's like mid.
Oh.
You know, because sometimes like when you like order point. Like.
Sometimes when you order Thai food delivery, yeah. It's not always like, the whole experience. I understand. Yeah.
A sriracha makes it edible.
Huh. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Should open myself up to accepting sriracha into my life again.
But,
not that I kicked it out for any reason, but there's just so many condiments to keep track of these days.
Yeah, exactly. No, especially when you're like in the food business.
Yes.
And people are always sending you like their hot sauces and chili oil.
90% of my fridge is just jars of somebody else's sauce.
Literally.
That sounds dirty, but it's true.
And when that comes the time to use like something, I'm like, oh, let me try this new condiment, you know, that's been sitting here.
Do you know the brand James Chang, J. Chang Kitchen?
No.
Okay, I'm going to have you try his chili crisp. Because legit, best I've had from a commercial one so
far. Really?
He does small batches only. And I think he still just makes them by hand.
Really?
But like, yeah, he gets his spices. Like he goes to Taiwan to get his spices and stuff and he brings back and uses them. Like it is, like I'll send you the link to his thing. Also, he's family. I think he's family. I'm pretty sure he's family. But yeah, not only is he AAPI, but I send this there. I'm sending you his Instagram. But he has good, his chili crisp. And his at is jchang.kitchen. He's super, super small, but very, very, very good chili sauce.
Okay.
Extremely good chili crunch.
And then use code John Kong for 20% off. Is that where we're getting it?
No, we're not. I don't do what's it called? Codes.
Do you like hot honey?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been making it myself for, at this point, decades, so I don't buy it.
Okay, well, for normal people who like hot honey.
Yeah.
So I've tried all different brands like hot honey, and to me, they're never satisfying because I guess it's honey, but then the spice is never like prominent enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I want, and it's like at the point, it's like, I guess I could have just put hot sauce on instead of like this hot honey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm not, again, I'm not being advertised to like say this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Thai chili honey.
Thai chili honey.
Uh-huh. So it's called Sora, S-O-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
And their website is called Taste of Sora.
Taste of Sora, I see it, yeah.
Hot, the Thai chili, like the birthday chili honey.
Oh.
And it is like spicy, but also sweet.
Oh, they have like an extreme spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, I don't know if it's honey. Or, no, they have, yeah, no, it is. They've got, this thing's got 4 out of 5 chili peppers hot on their honey.
There's like a mild one for like you weak ass bitches.
Maybe I should, I'll try it. Cause like I've been making it myself for a long time, but that only means that I don't know what hot honey tastes like to everyone else.
Well, the hot honey you get from like.
Oh, this guy, Chili Pepper Cooks.
You know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's awesome. He was a TikToker before.
Oh, really?
But he's very, very, his content's very good. He does really, really good like stuff for Ramadan as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
So, there you have it. Oh, I also like snack yays.
Yays, yes.
Yays. Oh. So they make, is it Cambodian style like beef jerkies? And the first time I met him, it was actually at John's book signing. And I was like, oh, what's your business called? And it was like, oh, we're Snack Yays. And I misheard it and I was like, oh, Snack Gays? That's so specific.
Snack Gays.
What kind of like snack for gays do you guys make? And he's like, no, Snack Yays.
Except he's pretty cute though, actually.
He's cute and he does have like a gay face. But I don't know what his sexuality is.
It's no, I'm pretty sure he's not gay, but he
I mean we shouldn't assume someone's like sexuality he's, and like talk about it like
yes,
that.
Yes, but he's coiffed. He's put together.
But he is very beautiful.
Yes.
But anyways. So no, it's not snack gays, it's snack yays.
Yes. And they're SnackYays.
And they sell these like beef jerkies that are super, super thin.
They're like chips. Almost,
they're like paper thin, literally. But it's so crispy. And then there's like a spicy version and non-spicy version.
The spicy version hits.
The spicy version really does hit. But actually, I think I like the milder one better.
It gives you... Okay, so I like the spicy version because it forces me to eat it slowly. Because it's spicy.
Oh, because you eat fast, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. But the original ones, like there's so much flavor. It's so sweet and savory. It's delicious.
And the original one does still have like a little spice to it.
A tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is... It's so, so good. I always keep like a bunch and it is kind of embarrassing when I actually buy more because I buy them in like boxes full and then I fill a filing cabinet full of them and eat them at that much at a time. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And what other brands?
Oh, I've been drinking a lot of Wild Wonder.
Asian-owned business too?
Yes, they are. They are a kind of like a health beverage tonic company that's like it's non-alcoholic, no caffeine, very, very little sugar. I think like their beverages are like 30 to 40 calories, but they're like, it's definitely refreshing and not too sweet. My favorite flavors of theirs is, let me find it. They're also an AAPI company, but like there is like high insoluble fiber, vitamins. A lot of them are made, I think, like under the precepts of like certain Chinese medicine concepts. But their strawberry passion, guava rose, and peach ginger flavors are my three favorites.
Those are all the flavors that I haven't tried. I've only tried the raspberry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the peach ginger and the strawberry passion, by far, like very, very, very tasty.
The peach ginger sounds right up my alley.
Oh my God, peach ginger is so good. It's because it's just got a little bit of spicy.
I just love anything peach flavored.
Yes. I told them, I was like, I would love to sponsor like an extra spicy peach ginger flavor of it.
Oh.
I would love to have like, you know, something that it was as spicy as like the Jamaican ginger brews, but just not so sugary.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Absolutely.
How good would that be?
That would be so good.
Right?
And with just like a little kiss of peach.
Just a kiss. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just a kiss of it. Yeah.
Just like a little... Mm. Like peach flavor that lingers around your mouth after your sip, you know, that would be really good.
Yeah, but that is Wild Wonder, WILDWONDER.
Also, I mean, there's so many like AAPI businesses that we could go on and on. Mm-hmm. It's not a food thing, but for skincare wise, have you ever heard of a brand called Then I Met You?
I think so.
So, it's a brand by the
I've seen their packaging. It's beautiful. Yes.
By the owners of like Soko Glam, who basically like brought K-beauty to America. Mm-hmm. And they made their like own brand of things. And it is like the nicest, most like luxurious product, like skincare that I've ever used.
Really?
Do I even say like it's better than like La Mer and like...
Wow. Yeah. Oh, but I love La Mer.
But just wait till you use Then I Met You because...
Oh, wait. I was thinking of Laneige. I can't afford La Mer. Do you remember when one of our friends thought it was called Lange?
Lange?
Laneige.
Oh. What's that? Which one of our friends was that? Which one of our friends was that?
It was Naomi. Oh.
No, I mean, like, a lot of these, like, names are very, like, specific. You
there
know?
Are no so spaces like a, between Le and Neige.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of American words that I get wrong because I've only, like, ever seen it in, like, writing and in print.
Yes.
But I've actually never, like, heard them, like, being spoken.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like, I would, like, pronounce it wrong until, like, I hear it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize, like, why has no one corrected me in my entire life?
Another brand that I like is called Geem, G-E-E-M. And it's this one woman based out of Chicago. And she makes really robust seaweed crisps.
They sent me some and they were very good.
Yeah, they're like super, super hearty. They're very satisfying. So they're like mm-hmm. a bunch of the chips or a bunch of the paper seaweeds like kind of pressed and roasted together. And so they're like really, they're like more like chips than they are like seaweed paper snacks. Yeah.
I'm ready for some snacks now.
I know. I'm so snacky now.
Are you hungry?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to have for lunch today?
I made butter chicken tostadas for a video mm-hmm. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to probably have leftovers of that today.
Oh, no, yeah. I saw your video. It looked really good.
Yeah. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually just getting over a food poisoning.
Why? What did you eat?
I actually don't know because I eat a lot of random combination of things. So I can't
Did you go to like a buffet or something recently and...
That also happened too. Oh. I eat so many random things, so I can't really pinpoint what exactly caused the food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I couldn't, like, get on the flight that I was... I was actually supposed to be in Arkansas today.
But, oh, crap. For, like, a gig?
Yeah. But, like, there's no way, like, I could have made my flight.
Yeah. Oh, God, that sucks.
I know.
What was in Arkansas?
I was supposed to be at this college, but anyways, that's not important.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's important. Sorry for anybody that was looking forward to seeing me there, that I couldn't make it.
But Kim just did not want to shit her pants.
On the flight?
On the flight.
Also, it wasn't shitting, it was puking.
Oh, okay.
Which is even worse.
That is worse.
At least with shit, you know, you can like plug it up, hold it tight, do something about it, you know? But with puke... Which is worse? Would you rather be sit next to? Would you rather sit next to someone on a plane who's puking, or someone who's shitting?
Where are we sitting?
You know, just to make it like an extreme decision. Let's say you're sitting middle, because there's no way I'm sitting middle.
Because, like, no, I would definitely. Because, like, you can aim your mouth.
Oh, where are we aiming our mouth?
Well, no, away from me.
Oh,
into a bag.
I thought you meant like if the person is puking, you have like.
No, I don't want him to puke. We have gone from supporting AAPI small business to talking about this. But like, no, obviously, if somebody like between like somebody pooping themselves and like puking uncontrollably, obviously, I would rather them be puking because they could do it into a bag facing away from me.
Yeah. But also, like, I guess when you're like shitting. It might be contained within, like, underwear and pants or skirt. Or...
For, like, a minute.
Yeah.
And then they have to just sit in it until the flight is over.
But then you might not even
you
know.
You can throw that, the like, bag away.
But you might have not even know that they, like, shit their pants as opposed to puking. Like, you know if someone for like a minute.
You don't see, like, the news articles of, like, flights that have gone down because, like, people have, like, pooped themselves and it was so stinky that they landed the plane.
Oh, my God. Really?
How embarrassing would that be, though? If that was you, I would die. I would probably just, like...
Well, now that you're older, you're getting there. You might be just shitting on a plane.
No. As a person who has very, very weak stomach all his life, I know just to travel with medication. A. And that's on Imodium.
Oh, yeah. Imodium was my best friend last year. For my birthday weekend. Remember when I went to PV and then had, like, diarrhea at the airport?
Oh, yes.
And then I had to, like, use TM airport bathroom to shit. And then I come out and... someone in our friend group was like, did you shit?
Was that Eric?
Yes. I was like, why are you going to call me out like that? Of course I was shitting. I wasn't there for more than 2 minutes.
Oh my God. I could just see him with his like just happy, friendly face.
Like genuinely concerned, but also like, oh, I hate my life. This podcast has gone off into like a deep end. We went from talking about food to shit. So we're like, we need to.
This is generally like, we should just rein this
ever again.
Yeah, we should rein this in.
This will be a food podcast. And meanwhile, people are like listening to this like while eating their like breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And we're like, shit, farp.
I hope most people are just listening to this in their car or on their like commutes. Definitely not with the radio just blasting.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty embarrassing people to listen to.
Are we?
I mean...
I feel like there's a lot to be learned.
I mean, we're not Radiolab, Kim. Like, it's not like people are like, oh, you listen to Kim and John? You must be an intellectual.
Who's at that? Who's at that? Who's at that? No, I feel like I like to assume that all of our listeners are intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I didn't say they weren't. It's just our podcast isn't.
You don't think so?
I mean, not public radio. I mean, I wouldn't be mad if we got picked up by public radio.
You don't think like we're on par with like NPR?
No, really? Just like solid grassroots on the ground reporting with no bias.
Yes.
Geez. And thorough research.
I was talking about a podcast and politics and
half the everything. Time we say stuff and then we check on the internet after we say it just to make sure we're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. But also like a lot of things we talk about in politics, like we just like spiral from like the news.
Yes, it's true.
We don't actually give our take on it.
We don't.
Because we're not like educated enough.
We're not. This is all for entertainment. Nothing. Right. We should do like the Bob and Monet legal jargon when they're like doing their advisory. Be like, everything we say is entertainment and nothing should be taken seriously because we don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Except for us talking about food.
Oh,
then we're right.
Yeah,
and you're
yes,
wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yes. In that case, yes. It's both a matter of education and taste.
But maybe my opinion on food could be wrong, you know?
There are no wrong opinions in food.
You sure about that? That's a very
There are no wrong opinions that are informed by your own personal taste. It just might not be for me or for most people, but it might not be, but it can't be wrong. Unless it's like morally wrong. But okay, anyways, do we have questions?
No one's asked us any questions this week. Actually, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Let me check. This is kind of funny. It's not a question, but I'm going to read it because I think it's hilarious.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hi, girls. I love the podcast. Keep going. However. Who advised you to upload it on Wednesday? Because one of the reasons I listen to you is that you're the first pod to pop out of my queue. So you're the first I watch. Lucky you. However, love you from Saudi Arabia. Well, first of all, our podcasts are uploaded on Mondays.
Except for last week.
Except for 1 week last week, which last came week. On Tuesday. Which I guess maybe by Saudi Arabia time, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. With the time difference, it probably makes sense. They're probably like maybe 6 or 7 hours ahead. But that wasn't even our fault.
Yeah. It's okay. We're not pointing fingers. You know?
Nobody. There are no fingers.
It was oversight on our team collectively.
Yes. Yes. But we are definitely posting on Mondays in the morning every week because we might not be the best, but we can be the first.
Yes. Got to beat them to the punch.
Exactly.
Got to upload the episode before La Culturistas of Little Bears, who I listen to every episode.
I do too.
Got to upload our episode before Table Manners with Jesse Ware. Even got to upload our episode before Sibling Rivalry. Which I also listen to. Gotta upload our episode before The Good Children.
Which one's that?
Oh, it says another. I don't know. We're getting like really specific, nitty gritty.
Okay.
Gotta upload our episode before Literally Gaysians. Yes. Who are friends. We're on the podcast. It's actually a great podcast. If you're a Gaysian.
Yes.
But it's like a very specific niche.
Yes. Yes, true.
But aren't
true,
all
true,
podcasts,
true.
You know, catered to like a specific niche?
Exactly. We're like gay Asian food.
What do you think is like the most like most specific podcast that you've ever seen?
I'm sure it's like some industry podcast that's out there. If you told me that like this engineering firm has a podcast that is dedicated to like a specific kind of bolt that goes into car engines, I would not be surprised. And they probably have more listeners than we do.
We have a lot of listeners.
I know we do.
All right. Well, I guess that's our show for the week.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast for the week. If you have any questions, you know what to do. Submit them to our Instagram, one for the table. That is number one. And then for the table. And like, comment, subscribe. And don't be a fucking hater.
Bye.
Wish John a happy birthday.
Oh, no, it's fine.
No, please do.